At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Happy Tax Day, everybody.
Oh, boy. It's that time of year.
I think nobody is more thrilled that it is tax day than the accountants themselves who have been slaving over doing all of ours for months and months and months. And Melissa, I do have to ask, because you have been known to file extensions.
Yes, I'm never doing that again.
Are your taxes done?
No. So
what do you mean,
no?
Today's tax day.
I sent all my information to a tax person.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago. And yes, they're super busy.
Yes.
But
what?
I started to panic because I knew today's the last day. I do not want to file an extension because it costs extra money.
Right.
I'm trying to avoid that this year. And so they weren't done yesterday. So I sent a text message to her and I said, hey, I know we're getting close.
Yeah.
I think the only thing you need is like my receipts from donating to like Goodwill and, you know, because you can write those off.
Right.
And it was at 6 p.m. And I said, can you talk so I can just give you that information? I didn't hear back from her until 11:03 last night.
Oh, yeesh.
11:03. No,
okay.
I was in bed. And okay. I thought, okay, I'm panicking because today's the last day.
Yeah.
And her text was responded with, hi, good night. Yes, I can. Can you be available in an hour and a half to talk? And I was like,
at midnight.
At 12:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
So I think it's absolutely crazy. I get it. It's busy. It's
tax
season.
Yeah, I mean, it's their busiest time of year. I mean,
that
doesn't surprise me that she's slammed until midnight of the night before. It's their Christmas Eve. It's their Santa Claus. She's going to be pulling an all-nighter.
I get that. But I think it's super weird that she thinks I would be available at 12:30 in the morning.
Well, for
to
someone
talk.
Who doesn't have their taxes filed yet, like, yeah, it's like, I mean, I imagine.
I didn't even hear from her till after 11. That's super bizarre. You don't think that's weird?
I don't think it's weird given the time of year. If this was like in February, yeah, I'd be like, who the heck is up till that late? But the night before taxes are due? Yeah, I think it's completely the normal.
That is not normal.
These accountants are working crazy hours right now, Mel.
Nobody's up on the other end of it doing this stuff at 12:30
at
night.
If you don't have your taxes filed, you probably should be.
No. Mm-mm.
You got to get them done by today.
All right. This is a debate.
All right. Let's put it out to the phones. 312-946-4995. Is that weird?
It's super weird.
For an accountant to text you at 11 and be like, hey, I can talk in an hour?
How do you not think that that's weird,
Because
Austin?
Of the time of day, the time of year.
For her, not for me.
312-946-4995. Is it weird or is it not that weird, given that it's an accountant the night before taxes are due?
It's 12:30 in the morning, Austin.
312-946-4995. You're weird, Mo.
You are.
Debbie in Naperville.
Debbie, do you think it's weird that my tax person wanted to talk at 12:30 in the morning?
Extremely weird, since I do work for an accounting firm and we wouldn't do that to our customers.
Okay.
Okay, so wait. So Mel texts 6 p.m. the night before the taxes are due, doesn't get a response until 11. You got to assume that someone working independently, which is what your tax person is, right?
Yes.
Well, it's still uncalled for that it took her 6 hours to respond. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much. I cannot believe that Austin was like, yeah, they're working on overtime, of course. I'm like, no.
It's not.
The fact that she's had your stuff for over 2 weeks and hasn't even done anything. No, Sorry. Uh-huh.
Well, I do think she's almost done. You know, it's the receipts.
But here's the thing. If you take the standard exemption, sometimes it's a better deal than putting all these receipts in because you have to have so much in out-of-pocket expenses and as a percentage of your income that make it worthwhile to use them. So
I don't even know what that means, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, well, she should explain that to you.
Well, she was probably going to explain it at midnight last night.
Yeah, well, I'm not a CPA and I'm not an EA, but I've been doing in the tax business for over 20 years. And
Debbie, have you been able to come up for air yet this year?
Today we will be 5 o'clock.
Okay. 5 o'clock.
All right,
okay.
Well, Godspeed, Debbie. You're doing the Lord's work.
Thanks for the help, Debbie.
May in LaGrange Park.
May, do you think it's weird? She's texting me after 11 o'clock at night.
No, I'm a tax accountant and I was working till at least 11:30 last night. Oh, and I think when you're working that hard that late, you don't even know what time it is.
Oh, yeah. You're just like crunching numbers.
What?
So you're just going.
She's texting me asking if I can talk at 12:30 in the morning. You don't think that that's weird?
She probably didn't realize how late it was.
Because she's just buried so deep in paperwork.
Yes.
May, I'm right there with you. I feel like you guys are just in the thick of it right now.
Yeah, and you're bombarded.
We appreciate all of the work that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Rest up and relax after today, okay?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris in Bolingbrook.
Do you think it was weird that the tax person was texting me after 11 o'clock last night to talk?
I do not.
What?
Yeah.
Tax accountants stay up till 2, 3, 4 in the morning and then get up at 5 or 6 and do it all over again.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
But why would she think that I would be available? It's a work night. Why would she think that I'd be up to talk at 12:30 in the morning?
Because she has a deadline that you expect her to meet.
Ooh, yeah, Mel. Yeah, Mel.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
this
get her,
doesn't
Chris.
Make any sense. I texted her at 6. I went to bed at 10, and she didn't text me till 11:03.
Yeah, she's working around the clock.
I know, but
she's
the fact that she would...
She's working around the clock, and she also has 500 other clients who are doing the same thing. You might have been 499 on the list.
Yeah,
I know that, but...
Take a number.
You cannot assume that people are up in the middle of the night waiting to hear from you. I didn't know she was going to text me at 11 o'clock at night. I didn't know when I was going to hear from her.
She's trying to accommodate you to get them done so you didn't get that extension.
Okay.
People don't understand that if you don't get your taxes in early January, February, or the first week in March.
This is the one time I'm putting my foot down.
No.
I just don't agree with that at all. I'm holding my ground here.
Melissa, I always agree with you on the phone. I listen to you every morning, but today you gotta go.
Well, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, so the result, I'm checking the results one more time. I'm crunching the numbers real quick. Oh, Austin was right.
Wait,
all right, coming up next.
What does the text line say?
What? Austin is always right. He's
it
right
is
again.
Not
That's what they say.
That.